Jonah. Chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa, and found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid its fare, and went down into it, to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty storm on the sea, so that the ship was likely to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man to his God. They threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea, to lighten it. But Jonah had gone down into the innermost parts of the ship, and he was laying down, and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him, and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise. Call on your God. Maybe your God will notice us, so that we won't perish. They all said to each other, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is on us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they asked him, Tell us, please, for whose cause this evil is on us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? Of what people are you? He said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who has made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said to him, What is this that you have done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they to him, What shall we do to you, that the sea may be calm to us? For the sea grew more and more stormy. He said to them, Take me up, and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will be calm for you, for I know that because of me this great storm is on you. Nevertheless the men rowed hard to get them back to the land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more stormy against them. Therefore they cried to the Lord, and said, We beg you, Lord, we beg you, let us not perish for this man's life, and do not lay on us innocent blood, for you, Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they took up Jonah, and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and made vows. The Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.